Beans World. Beans World.
Ooh, not a lot of enthusiasm, but hey, we'll run into it. Episode 9 of Beans World. Beans, how we doing today, brother?
Oh, dude, I'm fucking fired up, Sam. I'm fired up today.
Are you? Because you kind of came in weak, and it was a little disappointing.
Well, you know, just gotta throw him off a little bit. Gotta throw him off.
Boys, big announcement. Everybody should hear it. Our very own Bean Boy.
Put your ass away, Mitch. What the fuck?
Hey, don't fuck up my intro.
Sorry.
Our very own Bean Boy is a Nazi. Shout out, Bean Boy. Bean Boy's a Nazi.
Nah, here we go. Nah, that's a bunch of bullshit. Don't be saying
and
shit.
And we're
that
proud
ain't
of
true.
Him, dude, because you know what? We support people being who they are.
No, we don't support that shit. No, we really don't.
Beans, would you like to explain why I'm calling you a Nazi on this one day?
Yeah, and I'm not a fucking Nazi, you cocksucking motherfucker. All right, so here we go. I went and got a tattoo that I really liked, and it says, "Tomorrow is never promised," in German. Okay. I'm like 80% German. Why would I get it in Spanish?
All right, why would
I get it in anything?
First of all, bro,
other than
you're 80% German. Bro, your family's been living in Pine City alone for fucking 300 years. You ain't fucking German.
What? Okay, I got the German blood in me.
What do you, have no, like, maybe if you had family there or you had, like, really close ties, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense, you know.
Why would I get it in Spanish, though? Does that make any fucking sense? No.
I mean, it already makes, dude, I'm telling you straight up, no white guy, especially one that's losing their hair, has any business getting German writing on their body, dude. It doesn't matter whether it says Nazi shit or not. People are like, oh, shit, bald white guy with German tattoo.
Well, yeah, they better be fucking scared if they look at me then. I don't know what else
to tell. If you go to prison, you're set, dude. They're going to accept you immediately.
Yeah, that's what my stepdad said, too. He said, yeah, you know, you're good when you go in, but just know other ones are looking at you, too.
I mean, that tattoo's about as good as a swastika on your forehead. You're set.
You think so, Cody? No? All right, yeah.
Dude, I'm proud of you, man. I'm glad that you finally let your Nazi tendencies take over, and now you support the band of brothers.
No, we're not, no. Now you're just filling the fucking world with a bunch of bullshit that isn't fucking true.
All right, Beans, I'll let you go on this one, but what have you been doing lately, dude? Like,
First off, we're going to hit it with the fuck you. Second off, last weekend, you know, I fucking had a little extra money, went to the casino. Met a little mama.
Really?
I did.
What'd you do at the Nino?
Lost a few hundred, but it's okay.
Like, were you playing blackjack or?
No, I was just playing slots, dude. I wasn't tuned up enough for the blackjack, but yeah, we ended up going back to the room. You know what the Spider-Man is? You ever heard of the Spider-Man?
No.
Seriously?
I would love to hear, though.
So basically, like, you're just hitting that shit from the back. All right. You're hitting it from the back. You pull it out quick, shove it in her ass. And watch her climb up the wall like Spider-Man, dude. It is the fucking... You gotta try it. It's the
you pulled off the successful Spider-Man?
Yes, dude. She didn't climb up the wall, but she definitely fucking tried to climb the headboard there, but... Dude, it's insane. My buddy told me at work to try it, and I sure should I try it, and it worked.
I just never... I can't believe you pulled that off, Beans.
Well, dude, just think about it. It's easy, just quick...
So what... Did you know... Like, was this your first Spider-Man that you've pulled off?
No, my second.
So walk me through your first one. Like, what made you be like, all right, I'm doing the Spider-Man? Or it's like, is it a complete in the moment thing?
No, I was really fucked up the first time, and I feel bad. So I got that fucking hammer, and I just fucking...
You ain't got no hammer. I'm not going to let you lie to everybody.
No, dude, it's fucking... Yeah, it did. It's just fucking a lot of screaming and jumping forward and climbing the wall.
Yeah, you know what I've been doing lately, Beans? Well, you've been living your sexual dreams. I've been playing NHL 24 a pathetic amount. Like, I need to get my fucking life together, dude. I can't stop myself. It's
dude,
fucked up.
There's nothing wrong with a little bit of gaming. All right, are you stoned or not stoned?
I'm always stoned.
Yeah.
You can call me pretty much any time in the day and ask me that question, and the answer is stoned.
Yeah, that's
like, that's
true.
No fucking flex. I mean, it's pure loser mentality, but you just gotta learn and fucking roll with it, brother.
Yeah, I hear that. Fuck.
That's what you hear?
That's what I'm smelling.
Oh, Beans, I wanted to talk to you about this because it really reminded me of you, in a sense, because I know you used to do some weird shit as a kid, but I was listening to my favorite podcast, the Honeydew Podcast. Have you ever heard of it?
A couple times, yep.
So Jim Norton was on. I don't know if you know who Jim Norton is, but
I'd have to
he was a radio comedian. He's a stand-up. He's hilarious as fuck. And he was talking about how when he was in elementary school, he used to trade sucks with his friends. So, like, they would get pissed at each other. So, like, let's say you sucked me 15 times. Like, straight sucks. And then it was my turn and I only gave you, like, 8 sucks. Like, they'd get fucking pissed at each other.
Dude, what the fuck are you even talking about right now?
And then he talked about how when he was a kid, his neighbors, it was twins. It was a boy and girl twins. And they used to piss their pants. And then they'd go behind a bush and he'd have them sit on his face so he could smell their piss.
What the fuck are you talking about right now?
And it made me think of you, because I remember when you were a kid, you used to collect the neighborhood kids' piss in a jar, and you would hide it in the back patio at your dad's house, and you'd sneak back there and you'd smell out of it. And bro, you would get like super hyped up because you'd be like, "This jar is 8 weeks old," and you'd be just fucking.
I don't know what you've been smoking, but I will take a whole fucking pound of it.
You don't remember that?
No, because that never fucking happened, homo.
Do you have any, like, do you have any piss tendencies, sexual tendencies or anything like
that?
No,
that's fucking disgusting. I bet you do.
Like, what's your weirdest sexual kink?
I don't know. I'm not really weird.
You don't like...
I just got them kinks, but I'm not weird.
Yeah, like what? Are you a foot guy?
Fuck. Deeper in the relationship I get there, maybe. I don't know.
So, like, you'll straight up suck on a big toe?
Maybe after a year.
At the year mark, no earlier.
No. Fuck, no, I gotta make sure that foot's staying, but they don't always stay.
Damn, dude. Yeah, I mean, I was hearing Jim talk about that shit, and I was like, oh my god, that sounds like beans.
Sounds like you more than anyone.
Dude, we gotta go over this. You gotta come up with better comebacks, dude. I can't handle the sounds like you, or says you. We got to come up with more clever stuff.
Well, I don't fucking know.
Not your go-to?
My brain is just a can of beans, dude. There ain't shit there.
Well, Beans, you reached out to me before the podcast, and you said you have a topic that you'd like to talk about today. So I'm gonna pass the baton over to you, and I'd like to go over your topic, because I don't even know. So
yeah, just, I don't know, this little topic. All right, so in Taiwan, a fucking 7.4 magnitude earthquake happened, right? Now imagine if that shit happened in Minnesota. Just imagine, what would we fucking do? What would be going through your fucking brain?
Like, you're saying, like, if all of a sudden we're chilling.
We're chilling in the stew right now. All of a sudden, 7.4 magnitude fucking earthquake.
I don't know, dude. It's hard to say, because I was that little pussy that was afraid of thunderstorms as a kid.
Dude, that's all we have. We barely get a fucking tornado. Now all of a sudden, shit's just falling from the walls. Houses are falling apart.
If I knew we could have earthquakes in our area, it would be whatever. I wouldn't think anything of it. But if I'm just sitting here and all of a sudden the walls start shaking, I'm going to lose my fucking mind, dude. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
I'd be terrified.
Like, I'm saying, like, we don't even, like, it just happens out of the blue. Like, never, ever before, fucking, what would you do? I would just fucking stand outside and kind of wobble with it. I don't know.
That's fucking stupid as fuck, dude. I'm just going to go outside and I'm going to feel it out.
Well, what else are you supposed to fucking do?
Dude, you got
to
go, like, hide under a bed or a table or
that
something.
Is probably the worst fucking thing. You want it to fall on you?
That's what you're supposed to do, dude. You're supposed to hide under the fucking dinner table.
Oh, really?
See, you never went through hurricane training.
No.
Or not hurricane, earthquake. But hurricane, that's the real one, dude. Like, earthquakes, whatever. That shit just shakes.
Is that like a tsunami?
I mean, it's similar, but it's a tsunami is a huge wave. A hurricane's an insane storm.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
And I mean, a fucking tsunami, dude, that should be... Imagine you can, like, let's say you have a beachfront. You look outside your window, and there's just an insane wave coming towards you. Like, I can't even imagine. I mean, tsunamis fuck people up, dude.
Yeah, they fucking take you away, drift you away, fucking... I've seen a couple of videos, but that's it. I'd be scared.
Do you think... I feel like you, in a different life, I feel like you were an Asian man.
Why? Because I'm fucking short?
You short, small dick.
Hey, oh, yeah.
I feel like you lived through a few tsunamis in your day.
You know, I do remember my past life. I just never speak about it. My past life was pretty rough. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I was actually afraid of thunderstorms when I was a kid. Like, I was
really,
I was a little pussy, dude. I would lose my fucking
mind. You're a huge pussy.
I would go sit in the basement, like, in if there was an actual bad storm.
How old were you?
I was probably afraid of them until I was like 11. Like, I feel like that turn of the after I was 10 was like where you kind of start growing up.
Dude, I'd be outside in the fucking thunderstorm, just dancing, fucking slip and slide down the hill.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to sit here and take anything from you, because for those of you that don't know, Will is actually afraid of the dark.
No, I'm not. I'm not afraid of the dark. I have to tell
you. No,
I'm scared of my imagination.
You are truly afraid of the dark.
I'm scared of my imagination, all right?
But will you bring us through a couple of things that you do because of your fear of the dark?
Yeah, so I got LED lights that go around my room. They're always on very low dim.
So a night light.
Yeah,
we'll call it what it is.
And I always have background noise, so if I hear something at night, I just know it's TV, not something.
You chalk it up to that?
Yeah, dude.
What about when you have to go to the bathroom and the lights are off in the living room?
I turn all my lights on while I walk through the basement.
Do you keep them on all night? Like when
I got my kitchen light on and then my bathroom light on, but I still have to turn on my living room light to get to the bathroom.
Because you've told me that if the lights are off, you will run from your room to the bathroom as quick as you can.
I book it. And you know that little gate that I got for Barrett that's like 3 feet tall?
Yeah.
I hurdle that shit every fucking night.
Or what about when Barrett was in your room and he was in his crib? You would never put your feet right under it.
No, I'd stand back about 2 feet and lean in. And I knew there's fucking nothing under there, dude. You could see.
Do you have a kid and you're still afraid of monsters under the bed? Do you see the irony in this?
There's nothing wrong with that.
What do you mean, dude?
There's nothing wrong. You were scared of fucking thunderstorms.
Dude. When I was a child.
And why can't a man be
scared afraid of the dark and you're a full-grown ass man with a kid, dude? Sometimes. How do we get you through that? I think we just have to lock you outside for a night and you have to survive.
Oh, that'll be a piece of cake.
You think so?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't think you could. I have heard you say that you won't take the garbage out till the next day because of your fear of going to the end of the driveway.
Well, it's just walking around the house.
Because it's dark and you're scared.
Yeah, I truly hate the dark. Yeah, fuck, dude. You don't know what's going to pop out. Dude, I've had all sorts of shit pop out at me. A raccoon, a skunk, a fucking neighbor dog, my cat. Yeah, it's pretty scary.
Yeah, I mean, now you got chickens too. Holy fuck, dude. They might attack you as a gang.
Yeah, dude, them roosters.
Yeah, you should be terrified.
Oh, yeah, it's a whole posse. Fuck me up.
All right, Beans. I wanna take you through a little quiz that I made. Or I guess I shouldn't say it's a quiz. It's part quiz and it's part fan. Basically, I reached out to the fans. I had them submit some questions for you. You know, just we're living in the world of Beans. We need to know more about Beans. So I've got some fan questions for you that I'd like to run through. First, it starts out a little trivial, and then it moves into some fan questions. So. Are you ready for your first question, Beans?
Yeah.
How many continents are in the world?
7.
All right. I'm surprised you got that, Beansy.
Yeah, I just don't know the names.
12 minus 3 divided by 3.
3.
Equals. So, you know what? I would like to give you shit about this, but I read it to Mitch. Shout out, Mitch. I read it to Mitch before, and he answered 1. And I looked at him.
You fucking idiot. Are you serious?
I looked at him like
11?
A dumbass.
Even worse.
Or sorry. He answered 11. And I looked at him like a dumbass. And then he brought to my attention the orders of operation. Do you know anything about the orders of operation, Beans?
What the fuck is that?
You ever heard of PEMDAS?
Oh, PEMDAS? Yeah. It's like plus, minus.
Yeah. Bring us through PEMDAS.
Oh, shit. Give me that math.
I'll give you the first one.
You got to have it on a piece of paper for me.
Parentheses. Exponents. I got you the hardest ones. Hit us with the M.
Multiply.
Multiplication.
Division. PEMDAS. Add and subtract.
Yeah, my boy. And yeah, if you look at PEMDAS, you actually have to do the 3 divided by 3. Okay, Now that we've went over PEMDAS, let's give you the question again. 12 minus 3 divided by 3 equals.
Can I see it? I gotta see 12, it. I gotta see it, dude.
12 minus 3
yeah.
divided by 3 equals 5, 4.
Hold on.
3, 2.
Yeah, 11.
11. Hey, cheers yeah, for you, beans. Yeah. Even though Mitch said the answer out loud, he figured it out. It took a little time.
Hey, if I would have seen it on paper, I could have probably got it wrong still, but.
All right, now we're getting into the meat and potatoes, brother. Have you ever eaten your own boogers?
Oh, as a kid, I was chowing on them.
Have you ever come from head?
Never.
Have you ever tried your own cum?
No, what the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, you have.
No, I haven't.
You look like a cum-eating motherfucker.
I think you told me you shot
You've never
your
jacked
mouth
off and then been like, oh, I just gotta try it.
No! Dude. What the fuck?
Bro, this is so fucked up, but when I was a kid...
Oh my God, so you did.
I've never actually done it. But when I was a kid, I became obsessed with, like, not obsessed. That makes it sound so much creepier. When I was a kid, I wanted to fucking know, dude. I didn't fucking know. I just started coming. I was a young boy. I wanted to know what the fuck this shit was about. So I would, like, hype myself up before I would whack it. I'd be like, all right, this is the time I'm going to try it. And, like, every time I would jerk, I would never do it. I would feel shame. I could just... It would be warm on my finger. I'd be like, fuck that. I would never do it. And to this day, I've never tried it, but I used to like psych myself up like, we're going to do it today.
What the fuck?
And it never happened. But
dude,
we move on. Beans, would you ever get a prostitute? And how much are you willing to pay?
Oh, fuck yeah. I'd pay up to a band. It's got to be a good
one. A band?
Yeah, it's got to be a good one.
All right. Like, what are you looking for in this prostitute? Like, okay, let's break it down
sexy,
to attributes.
Clean. Sexy, clean Latina.
Let's break it down to attributes, okay? So you get 20 points.
Mm-hmm.
There's four categories of five, right? There's, you can get 5 points for head, you can get 5 points for booty, 5 points for tits, and 5 points for that pussy game, for that ride game, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How are you going to split up? You know what? Okay, I fucked up the math. Let's say...
Yeah, you really did.
Let's say there's 15 points.
Okay.
And you got to assign them into those five categories. Where are you putting most of the points? What do you stress it on for that one?
Head, fire pussy.
No, but how many points? That's
oh,
you have to
I thought there were five.
You have
apiece.
To dictate the points to each.
Oh, I see. 10 for the cooch, 3.
It only goes up to 5.
Oh, it only goes up to 5? No, I thought we were doing 15. 3 for the cooch.
3? All right, so that's important, but
One for the head, 1 for the tits.
1 for that, 1 for the tits. Damn, you're going to have extra points to give.
How many points do I got left?
Well, you're at 5, so you got 10 points, and you only got one category left, brother.
Throw it all in that ass, baby. Throw it all in that ass. All
right, we'll double the category for podcast reasons. Willie's an ass man. We've come to the conclusion. All right, Willie, so you'd pay $1,000 for a prostitute. Next question. Have you ever jacked off to someone that you shouldn't have, whether that's a cousin or maybe your friend's mom?
Ooh, a mom. A mom, dude. For sure, a mom.
Your buddy got to find mom and you're just fucking stalking her Facebook?
Yeah. When I was like 16. That was the rough days.
Hey,
dude.
I'd be lying if I'd say I haven't done some shit.
Dude, yeah. Like I mean, me and you both have said we found some Instagram babes and fuck Cody and Mitch looked at us like we're crazy.
Oh, dude, if you say you have an Instagram jerk, you're a fucking liar. Dude.
That's, yeah. Everyone's done an Instagram jerk.
All right.
You
next
guys
question,
are so
Willie,
full of shit back there.
Have you ever purposely smelled someone's fart?
No. Wait. Yeah, maybe I have.
I feel like you're a fart sniffing motherfucker.
Yeah. Not a fart, but maybe like a seat sniff, you know?
Have you ever stuck your fingers between your ass crack and smelled it?
No.
Yes, you have, dude. Don't even sit here and lie. You've definitely done the old slide and sniff.
Maybe a time or two to check myself, but other than that, no.
I can see Willie just getting his arm down there, getting way too into it. He's just, ah.
All right, what the fuck?
Willie. Have you ever looked at a man and wanted to suck them?
No. I'm not going to say anything, but no.
You never looked at a guy and been like, I want to suck that.
I'm concerned about you.
I'm talking about you, buddy.
I know. With these
are the fans' questions. These are what the fans want to know. They want to know if you're looking to suck.
No. What the fuck? Next question.
All right, final question. Have you ever touched another man's penis?
No, not that I can recall.
I really highly fucking doubt that.
Wait, no, I did help a buddy piss before. Does that?
Oh, no way, dude. I hope you're lying to me right now.
Does that count?
You've held your buddy's cock while he's pissing?
Well, I mean, dude, when they're that fucked up, you kind of got to help them. You want to do that for me?
That's fucking weird, dude. I would let you piss your pants 10 out of 10 times before I pull your cock out with my hand.
We're not best friends anymore. Fuck you.
And help you piss. That's fucking crazy.
You're crazy.
You're telling me you swear to God this is real? Because I'm...
No, it's not real, dumbass.
I might look at you as a different person. You would pull your friend's cock out of their pants.
Dude,
direct them while they piss.
If it was one time and it was your close buddy, you're saying you wouldn't? Because I haven't, but I sure as fuck would. I'd help him out.
No, I would make him piss their pants.
No, fuck that embarrassment. Save him from that. I see what kind of friend you really are. Fuck you.
So if your friend shit their pants, did you scoop it out with your hand and clean
it
for
him? Yeah, when Mitch shit himself, I fucking took his underwear and threw it away for him.
Dude, the people have no context of that. That episode. that episode never aired. But we'll just leave it there. Beans, hit us with your fact. Dude, I can't fucking do this anymore.
All right, today's fun fact. Did you know that African elephants bury the dead babies? Beans World.